superstition. You no doubt have heard about me. Perhaps some of you are my subjects, doing my biddings, for I am related to the devil himself. So am I not entitled to laugh now and then? Listen to my latest jest and laugh with me. I am superstition.
Oh, what a gorgeous day on the beach.
And what a grand lunch. You sure can make deviled egg sandwiches. And that apple pie, oh boy.
And we have music with our meals. Listen.
My, isn't the beach crowded?
Oh, it always is on Sunday.
We'd better sit around a little while before we take our swim. Oh, I brought the Sunday papers. You want to read them?
No. I wish I'd never see a newspaper again. That's all you do. Read, read, read. Oh, dear. I wish we had a nice little car.
Well, so do I. Coming down to the beach in a crowded bus isn't any fun.
Look. There goes Bill Stevens and Sybil. My, but they're snooty.
Yeah, he hardly speaks to me when we meet.
Well, I suppose they can afford to be stuck up.
Yeah, the lucky stiff. He makes $100 a week while I'm just a dub electrician drawing down 30 per. Oh, but I got a swell order this week. Electrical equipment for a new hotel, and I'm going to install it.
Oh, gee, maybe you'll get a raise.
You bet you my life I will. Oh, I sure wish something would happen so I could buy a little home and a nice car.
Well, here's hoping, dear. What wonderful trees we're picnicking under, right on the edge of the beach.
And that house back of us is sure some swell joint.
It's empty.
Is it?
There's a for sale sign on it. Oh, I wish we could buy it.
Well, we can't, and so that's that. I wonder what's in the papers this morning. Few accidents, as per usual. And say, here's a yarn about a woman who lost her wedding ring.
Oh, that's a sure sign of bad luck.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it certainly did a good job on her. It says here how everything went wrong after she lost her wedding ring. Her two kids came down with the measles, the bank went busted and they lost all their money, and then their house burnt down, and to top it all, her hubby skipped with a platinum blonde and left her flat.
There you are. I'd call that plenty of bad luck. Oh, I think I'd die if I lost my wedding ring.
Superstitious, huh? Just like all women.
Well, I know lots of men who are superstitious, too.
Yeah, so do I. But I'm not. Toss me a cigarette, will you, dear?
Sure, honey.
Thanks. See, I wonder where that crazy wedding ring superstition started, anyway.
Well, I believe it began way back before the Christian era, Joe.
Oh, as long as that?
Mm-hmm. You see, a wedding ring, being a circle, is endless.
I get it.
A symbol of eternal fidelity from the husband. Or vice versa.
Yeah, I notice a lot of vice versas wind up in Reno.
Oh, Joe, behave.
Gee whiz. Here's a gang taps the Continental Trust for 60,000 smackers. All in bills.
60,000?
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, is there really that much money?
And they've offered a reward of 10,000 for the apprehension of the crooks and the return of the money.
Ooh, what we could do with 10,000.
Oh, boy, I'll say. Oh, well, we may as well stop talking in big figures and go over to the bathhouse and rent us a couple of bathing suits. It's about time we took our annual bath.
Ooh, do you think it's safe so soon after a heavy meal?
Oh, sure. We can sun ourselves in the sand for a while. I'll race you over to the bathhouse.
You're on.
Well, come on, you old mud turtle. Whoever told you you were a marathon expert? Come on there.
Joe! Stop!
What's the matter, honey?
My wedding ring. It's gone.
Gone?
Oh, I've lost it.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Let's go back by that empty house. You were twirling your ring on your finger while we were talking about wedding rings. You remember?
Yes, yes. Oh, come on, let's hurry, Joe. Remember what happened to that poor woman?
Oh, sure, but how can our kids get the measles when we haven't any? And a busted bank means nothing to us. We don't own any house that can burn down, and I haven't met any platinum blondes lately.
Oh, Joe, please be serious.
Oh, all right, dear.
Oh, I've just got to find my wedding ring.
Look. Look, there's a man picking something up right where we were sitting.
So he is. Oh, maybe he's found my ring.
It looks like it. Come on.
All right.
Say, he's heading for the empty house. Maybe he's the agent. Hey, mister! Come on, Betty.
Yes, let's hurry.
He's opening the front door. Hey, mister!
Well, What do you want?
Well, my wife has lost her wedding ring, and we saw you pick something up. Did you find it?
A wedding ring, huh?
Yes.
You've got a nice-looking wife, mister. Sure, yeah, I found the ring.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Say, that's swell. Yeah, and my wife is like all other women. When they lose their wedding ring, they think the world is coming to an end.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Then you will give me the ring?
Sure.
Okay. Are you the agent for this house?
Agent?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm the agent. Come in and take a look at it.
Oh, I don't think we'd better. You see, we were just going for a swim.
Come in and take a look. You'll like it.
Well, just for a minute.
Now, this is the front hall.
Hey, what's the idea?
Just a minute.
Pedro, what is wrong?
We got visitors from the police department.
Joe, they've got guns.
What do you mean, police department?
Oh, please, mister, give me my ring and we'll get out of here.
So, a couple of stool pigeons, eh? Little birds flitting here and there and whispering little tales to the cops. Well, you will stay here for a while. Lock them up, Scarpo, while we talk things over.
Hey, listen, you dirty bums. You're not going to lock us up.
Oh, no.
Oh, you big brutes.
Pick him up and lock him in the next room.
All right, boys. In there, stool pigeons. And I'll be seeing you a little later in private, sweetheart.
Oh, Joe. Oh. Joe.
Oh, Betty. What happened?
Well, they hit you, dear.
Oh, yeah. Right on the button. Who are they, and what's going on in here?
They look and act like gangsters.
Or bank robbers. Great Scott, wait. I'll look around here and get my bearings. The windows are barred, but we're on the ground floor. Look, there's a telephone pole and a wire. It comes right in here. Yep, there's the phone. They've ripped it off.
Oh, can't you fix it, Joe, and telephone the police?
Sure, if the phone isn't cut off outside. Wait till I see. Oh, boy, I can fix this in no time.
I'll listen over here against the wall.
All right.
They're talking.
Well, maybe you are right, Scarpo. Guess we'd better scram out of here.
You said a mouthful. Those kids are from the police, all right.
Yeah, we'll split the 60,000 four ways and beat it, huh?
Four of them, Joe. And they're going to split $60,000.
Jumping Jiminy. It's the Continental Trust money. Here we are. I got it all fixed. Now I'll dial police headquarters. If we get them, okay. If not, we're sunk.
Oh, Joe.
Police headquarters.
Oh, boy, it works. Hello? Hey, listen. Send 1,000,000 cops up to...
Where to?
Oh, gosh, I don't know the address.
Tell them about the for sale sign.
It's on Ocean Drive.
And where?
White stucco house with a for sale sign on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, just east of Myers Bathing Pavilion.
Yeah, pavilion, yeah.
Bank robbers. Get a move on you, will you?
Okay, we're on our way.
What are they doing now, Betty?
They're talking again. Listen.
Sure was a good haul,
wasn't it, huh? 10, 12, 15, hey, Scarpo? 15,000 apiece. He's a nice little haul, I'd say.
I call it a good day's work. Come on, let's have a drink.
Sure, okay.
Here, Tom.
What is that?
The cops! Take him up.
Here. Golly, it sounds like the Battle of Custer's last flight.
Come on, get back there. Got the bracelets on him?
Yeah, we got him.
Hey, open up in there. Open up.
Hello. Here's two more. And one of them is a Jane.
I'm not a Jane.
No, she's my wife. I'm Joe Morrissey, the electrician. I'm the boy that telephoned you.
I see. Well, Joe, you did a fine job. We've got the gang that looted the Continental Trust. And the money, too.
And do we get the reward?
You sure do. 10,000. Come on.
You see, Betty, if you hadn't lost your wedding ring, we wouldn't have found the bank robbers.
You're right, Joe. Well, that superstition is all a bunk.
It sure is.
Maybe now we can afford a platinum wedding ring.
Yeah, and a little house.
And a bright, shiny new car.
Hey, you two. You needn't spend your money on my our time. Come on.
Okay, Chief.
Come on, Betty.
Oh, well, this time the laugh is on me. But look out, next time it might be different.